Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time, or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Okay, so for the next CRA tip, how to grow your team without adding to staff. Let's say you can't add to staff given, let's say, resource restrictions or constraints. So let's say you're a team of one, a mighty team of one doing all of the things. So then what would you do? Look at this figure here, and what you'll need to do is actually lead into the LOB management. So that's the line of businesses you'll have to engage and inspire them to get involved. This takes a while. So this is really building the culture of compliance throughout your institution. CRA is not done by one person, you know this, but it's done by many in the best case scenario. So here's what you would do. You would look to your small business LOB, and you'd ask to move the mark to have them play more of a leadership role in ensuring the accuracy of their small business data, because that is a best practice. Let's say you just are constrained with how much you can do, you can bring the LOBs to supplement your work. You could talk about the home mortgage group and have them actually extract their data, scrub it, and then import into your CRA proprietary database. You can also inspire your commercial lenders to identify community development loans at origination so that you spend less time mining for them at the back end, which we all know takes a lot of work and time. You can also meet with marketing and inspire them to identify community development volunteer activities up front so that you're not always behind the curve trying to find out what everybody's doing, to have them provide you with a list of qualified activities. You can also, of course, work with your investments and treasury divisions to give them a goal to identify some community development investments as part of their portfolio, and then they can report that activity to you. So we know that there's always such pressure on the finite resources within our banks that if you have to be an officer of one, a CRA program of one, I'd inspire you to take baby steps to start to inspire executive management to get our lines of businesses together to support your CRA program. Now, as you know, it costs for every dollar that a bank makes, there is a cost of compliance. So you have to build your case, and slowly you can move the mark and ask for more help. Now, you have to be mindful of their resource constraints as well, right? They might already have a full plate. So that's why it takes a while to really get the support that you need from your lines of businesses. So build a case, get executive management involved, and try to lead your program with more support from the lines of businesses. I hope that helps. Until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.